Good morning. I'm Michelle Spring with your 6:30 headlines. The Tuscarawas County Starlight Strike Force Special Olympic Bowling Team competed in the State Special Olympic Bowling Finals on Sunday. The bowlers traveled to Columbus and competed as unified teams and one doubles traditional team. SEI CEO Cassie Elvin says the organization is so proud of the bowlers and excited for the future of the bowling team. Of the four teams, one received silver medal and the other three received bronze. Next week, motorists will need to take the detour when traveling on State Route 93 between Sugar Creek and Baltic. The Ohio Department of Transportation will close the roadway for Frontier Railroad to work on railroad crossing repairs starting Tuesday, October 30th. The closure will last 3 days. For more headlines, be sure to visit us at WTUZ.com.
Well, good morning to you, Michelle.
Good morning, friend.
It appears that nobody in the Buckeye States won the Mega Millions jackpot. I mean, we're both still here.
I know. All those big plans to leave work, go on vacation.
Well, you know me. I still would have come in today, but you, on the other hand... You,
I would have said, bye-bye.
There would have been Mary over there, I'm assuming, unless you hooked her up with
a million.
But you know what? What everything we're talking about and saying now, it really, you know, it's a moot point because... somebody in South Carolina, apparently, congrats to them.
Won the whole thing, right?
Yeah, the winning ticket sold, they're saying, came from the state of South Carolina. The numbers were 5, 28, 62, 65, 70. The mega ball was 5.
I would have never chosen any of those numbers.
Well, okay, here's the deal. I went out last night after 9 p.m. and purchased some tickets. This is, mind you, right after I got back from the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
And picked up literally just a handful of items, where you didn't even need to push the cart out to your car. You can just carry the bags in your hands. It was that.
Yeah.
One of those trips. Then I get home and the wife goes, hey, bad news. I'm out of Coke Zero. And she's addicted to Coke Zero. And I go, babe, I was literally just at the grocery store.
Didn't she know you were there?
Yes, she knew I was there. We do communicate with one another. She told me to pick up a number of other items, including baby carrots for some little... function she has at work today.
Oh, that's fun.
So I, you know, picked up baby carrots, stuff for the kids, and then, you know, got home. Oh, I still need this. Wouldn't you know it? So then I went out to the gas station, of course, got her Coke Zero, and then I purchased a couple Mega Millions tickets. Just $4, all I spent.
Well, went to nothing.
Pretty much. Could have been spent, somewhere else.
Right.
Put it in my gas tank or something. Could have bought you a Starbucks drink.
That's right.
Although I would need another $6, though, right? Is that... $10 is about the
going rate
for a Starbucks beverage nowadays.
Depends on what you get.
Powerball tonight, right?
Is that tonight?
Yeah, I think so.
What time?
Yeah, probably 11, like they...
Oh, man.
Let me look this up here.
That's such a bummer. All those people that were so hopeful... You're like, I won. I know I won. Now, what does that person do?
16 hours to the Powerball. So that would be 12 hours from now. Yeah, so 11.
Yeah.
Around there, 11:30, something like that.
Hmm.
$620 million is the Powerball. So, hey, if you know, if $1.6 billion was a little too much and a little too much responsibility for you, of course, you can get the half a bill tonight.
Hmm. What do you think that one person's going to do?
Hopefully remain anonymous. I don't know, right? In some states, you can't.
I know.
Which is kind of ridiculous. I mean, if you want to remain anonymous with that amount of money, you would think you'd be able to. As long as everybody knows somebody won it. You know, we don't need a name. We don't need a face.
Well, some of them require you to take a picture with the check and everything, you know?
That's the thing. I would definitely...
I'd opt out. I'd want the
anonymity, but I would definitely want my picture plastered everywhere with a giant check. That's just me. I mean, how many times in your life do you get to hold a giant check that has your name on it? You
know what I mean? I don't know.
Never. So take advantage of that.
That's funny.
Yeah, I got suckered and bought. You guys didn't buy any tickets last night?
Chad did. He bought a bunch. He's in a big pool.
When you say a bunch... Like, what are we talking? Did he drop, like, $20?
I don't know. He didn't tell me how much he spent. I don't ask those kind of questions. I just let him do his thing.
Do you guys communicate?
Yeah, but I just let him do his thing. I do my thing. I mean, if it comes financially, I just put that in his hands. But no, he was in a pool with all of the New Philadelphia teachers. So,
gotcha.
It was him and a bunch of teachers. I think there was about 100 of them. But he did the math. He's like, well, if we win, we'll win this much money. I'm like, okay, whatever.
See, I'm not down for that. And I'm not down for if I would have had a winning ticket and say somebody else in a different state. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Somebody I've never met before.
Yeah, come on. That's weird. It's just, man, such a bummer.
Hey, this dude, by the way, kind of reminds me of Forrest Gump. I just felt like running. This guy just felt like wheeling. You never seen Forrest Gump, so you wouldn't.
Yes,
understand.
I have seen Forrest Gump.
Oh, you have?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Sorry. There, I know there's some movies out there you haven't.
What's the one where he's sitting on the bench with the chocolate? Laughs like a box of chocolates.
Yes. Only the most popular lines from filmmaking of all time.
Lieutenant Dan. Sorry. I had to.
I feel dizzy. My favorite line from that film.
I feel dizzy?
No, well, that's number two, okay?
Okay, what's number one?
That's number two right there. My favorite line is, I must have drank me about 15 Dr. Peppers, and did I have to pay, all right? I mean, that's one of the all-time great lines.
I like when they go through all the shrimp. Like, we got jumbo
shrimp burgers, shrimp pork chop. Shrimp chicken, shrimp stew.
Spicy shrimp.
Spicy shrimp, Cajun shrimp.
That's the best. I love that movie.
Bubba Gump shrimp. Hey,
sorry, we could go
dude
on.
Dude is currently not running across America, but wheeling across America. That's right, popping a wheelie from California to Florida. He's trying to do it in 45 days. He already holds the record. He did it in 75 days back in 1999, but he's an overachiever. Wants to shave 30 days. All for this. He started at the Santa Monica Pier in California.
Hmm.
Plans to finish in Cocoa Beach, Florida.
Ooh.
Currently in the midst of his ride, 2,900 miles. Good grief. All on a bike, popping a wheelie.
That's crazy. Cool, though.
Good luck to him. You can follow his journey on Instagram. Kurt Osborne is his name.
Osborne.
Well, it says B-U-R-N, but sometimes this Nash Prep site misspells some things.
Mm.
So.
Yeah, you'll have that.
Yeah, what can you do? We mispronounce things sometimes, you know what I mean?
On a daily basis.
Rivalry week.
Stop it!
Sorry.
I'm getting better. Rivalry. Hey!
Well, what's the second part of that?
Right. That's why I can only use that word by itself.
Okay, gotcha.
Rivalry. See, it's whenever I have to
how about
add
this?
Week.
The week of rivalries.
There you go. I don't know what it is. I just get tongue-tied. You know what you were saying about you were following that guy's journey on Instagram? I'm following this little girl's journey on Instagram. She's under 6 months old, and she's traveling to every state in the United States, and she just did it. The goal was to get... Before her six-month mark.
You know what? I think I saw this.
Her parents are taking her to all the states. And I think Ohio was the 49th state that she went to. I don't know. I got to go find it. But
even made it to Hawaii, huh?
Yeah.
Like 6 months?
Yeah. Oh, here she is. There's Ohio. 49th state. It's really cool. This little baby is just the most.
Where are they from?
Canada. Yeah. Canadian kid with Aussie roots, all 50 states before I'm 6 months old. It's very cool. You have to go find them on Instagram.
So a Canadian kid with Australian blood, huh?
Mm-hmm. She's so cute.
Hey, listen, we all know what happened the first time around back in 1912 with the Titanic.
Yes. I thought you were
didn't work
like
out
we
too
were,
well.
We were not alive then.
No, definitely not. But now they have the Titanic 2, which will make its maiden voyage by 2022. Here's the thing.
They're really doing that?
I mean, would you ever in your right mind?
No, absolutely never. Mm-mm.
Neither would I.
Never. No, thank you.
According to CBS News, the Titanic 2 vessel will travel from Singapore to Dubai, and the ship could eventually retrace its predecessor's original route there in the Atlantic, where, of course, it met its watery grave back in 1912.
No,
106 years ago.
Wow. I don't even like to get on boats because of the movie Titanic. I will never go on a cruise because of the movie Titanic. No way.
Listen, I don't care if I just so happen to win tickets to the Titanic 2 via like a poker game or something. And I get on the ship at the very last second. And even if
like
I
Jack
see,
Dawson,
even if I see, a, don't know what you're talking about. Even if I see a very attractive female, I don't know, we'll just call her Rose. And say if I fall madly, deeply in love with her, I'm still not hopping on that ship. Still not getting it. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter if I'm with my friend or not. Who is Leo's friend in that movie?
Oh, I forget his name.
You really forgot. I mean, they really just sort of, you know.
He was there for like a minute.
A hot minute.
Yeah.
They needed somebody to run alongside Leo at the last second.
I'll tell you what, that is such a good movie, though. I mean, the last hour I could do without, but the beginning and up until it sinks.
What movie are you talking about?
It's really good. I mean, how can you not love Kate Winslet and Leonardo DiCaprio? So cute together. But,
Can't believe you just gave everybody a spoiler alert telling them that Titanic sinks in that film, the shelf. People are going to hate you now.
I know.
Palmer, that Australian millionaire, is the one who's spending the $500 million to get this Titanic 2 vessel onto the waters. 2,400 rooms? No. It will have room for more than 2,400 passengers, excuse me, and 900 crew members. Don't know how many rooms that exactly will be, but it's a lot, we'll say that.
Is it going to be a replica? Like, exact replica?
I mean, I don't know how exact we're talking. I'm sure there's going to be some modifications. You know, technology's right. Come a long way in
true.
106 years. But I don't... I mean, they're just calling it the Titanic 2. I'm sure it will look somewhat similar.
You know how you have a fear of
flying? I wouldn't
call
it unsinkable, though. Just don't do that.
Well, I think that was their curse to go with. Like,
they called it the unsinkable
ship.
Yes,
you don't do that. Oh, goodness gracious. Couldn't imagine. You know how you're afraid of flying? I'm terrified of boats.
Oh, I wouldn't. I wouldn't go on a cruise, I don't think.
I mean, I like water if it's clear and I can see what's going on. But once you get into that murky, dark water, I'm back on land.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, you're on these cruises. You'll get into some parts of water where there are, like, no rules and no laws.
Oh, my God. That's
like,
so
nobody
scary.
Governs that part of the earth. Mm-mm. You could commit a murder and throw somebody overboard and that...
Okay, thank you.
We're all right.
Don't give people ideas.
Wash my hands of that. Be done.
Ay.
Don't give anybody ideas. I mean, I'm not trying to do that. I'm just, it's a fact.
So crazy.
And I think my wife has been on cruises, and I think they announce that when they get into water. We're now in uncharted waters where there are no laws. And
really?
I really do think they let everybody know that.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Watch your back.
Yeah. Have you been on a cruise?
No.
No. But your wife has been on a cruise?
Yeah.
Was this before? Was this B.E. before Eric?
She has been on cruises before Eric, and then she was on one just a couple years ago.
Ay, ay, ay.
With her grandmother and her sister.
And she likes cruises?
Yeah, she likes it.
Oh! I'd have to take a Xanax. I would not be able to handle that.
Mm-hmm.
Just too scary.
Got any extra?
Hey, now.
Just kidding. Just joking. Do you hear that?
Yeah, what is that?
I don't know. You have anything playing over there on your computer?
No.
Like no videos up or anything?
Negatory.
Do you hear that music?
Yeah.
Now it's gone. You did have something up over there.
No, I didn't. I turned the volume down on my thing.
Oh.
But I didn't have any videos playing.
Because now it's gone.
Weird. Maybe it was background noises. Because you know how you can see on the tabs if there's like an icon if something's playing?
Yeah, a little sound thing.
I didn't have anything up.
Whatevs.
I swear!
No, I'm not blaming you. I'm just saying. This morning when I came here, there was like no Blair Garner overnight.
Oh, no. What
yeah.
happened?
So this morning, when I was driving in at 4:30, there was dead air this morning as
nice.
I was driving in. Yeah. I mean, it went off the air as I was driving. So then I put the pedal to the metal and I got here. And it was a bunch of configuring. I actually had to play a couple songs off of a CD. You know what a CD is? Compact disc.
No, I never heard of that.
One of them circular, shiny thingamajiggers.
Thingamajigs.
And so, yeah, this morning was already kind of rough. And then I don't know. I don't know where that sound was just coming from. I really have no idea.
Well, sometimes I think it, I don't know. I don't know where it comes from. Sometimes I think it's like from my computer, but then I don't know if it's where.
You know, some things are unexplainable, folks.
Sorry about that.
Now, no, listen, you know it's the 21st century. There's scam artists out there, okay? It's that, yeah, I mean, I don't know if you've heard. Scams are a thing now, Michelle. They are a thing.
They are a thing.
I remember I did a story maybe a year or so ago about somebody being duped by a fake Jake Owen. We called him Fake Owen. I mean, obviously, because fake Jake, fake Jake Owen, fake Owen. But they ended up sending, I think, the fake Jake Owen some money or something. Well, it happened again, actually, to somebody in the state of Ohio, down in Cincinnati. Got duped by a fake Chris Stapleton. Chris Fakelton, if you will. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Local news station caught wind of the story of it down there in Cincinnati. Gosh, I love the opening to a big news story, right? Dun, 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 do-do-do-do-do-do.
A Claremont County woman tonight wants to warn everyone about celebrity imposters on Facebook.
Here's the thing. I'll tell you after.
You mean that's not Brad Pitt who I'm speaking with online? Probably.
Oh, sad to let you know that.
Consumer reporter John Mattery spoke with her about the fake country music star who got hundreds of dollars out of her.
Oh. Andrea Engel is a country music fan. Dreamed that Chris Stapleton would someday be her parachute.
Hey! See what he did there.
I am. I'm a huge Chris Stapleton fan.
So she went to see him in concert at Riverbend Music Center and afterward liked his Facebook page.
And that's when I messaged him through the... I was like, oh, I can message him.
Okay, first mistake. I can message him.
He's not going to message you back, girl.
Chris Stapleton, but Michelle, he did.
This is so cool.
She was thrilled. Stapleton messaged her back.
Thank you so much. Maybe you could purchase my meet and greet.
At first, she says, she was just hoping for an autograph and maybe a chance to meet her idol. But the more they chatted on Facebook, the more he started complimenting her, talking about her good looks.
Oh, my God.
Dead. Giveaway. Dead giveaway.
And finally saying he might be able to help her buy a house. Just one small request.
I may ask you to do something like donate to an orphanage for me.
He wanted her to give a few hundred dollars for his favorite charity.
He asked me to buy iTunes cards for him.
So she did, messaging him more than $500 worth of iTunes card numbers. That's the last she heard from him. Andrea had fallen for an imposter, just like the Chicago woman who recently sent $12,000 to a phony Bruce Springsteen.
A fake Bruce Springsteen.
People.
This happens. How are people so naive, right?
Oh, it hurts.
Be cautious. No. Most celebrities do not. Contact you.
No, yeah, no, wait.
Breaking news.
No freaking way.
Wow.
I got to hear the rest.
Versus a broken halo.
I was in tears so many times because I couldn't believe that somebody wanted to help me.
Don't feel bad for you.
Her story is really touching. You know, if you contact me on Facebook or other people here at Not On Your Side, we will get back to you.
Yeah, nerd, nobody's going to get a hold of you on Facebook. Listen, do you feel bad for that person at all?
No.
How
can
you
be? Where is your brain? Do you really think Chris Stapleton has time to sit there and be like, hey, girl, you look real cute in that selfie?
What you think of my beard?
No. Oh.
And it happens, believe it or not, all the time with imposters
pretending to be celebrities. I don't mean to say dumb, but...
But Michelle, just call like it. Call spade a spade.
How can you be so naive? There you go. Come on now.
I know. It's the world that we live in.
It hurts my brain.
It hurts. It hurts a lot of things.
Like, why?
But that person's actually human.
Okay, like now that's not nice.
No, but I mean, who falls for something like that?
That lady.
Now she set up a GoFundMe account.
She's crying?
I know.
Oh my gosh, I was my friend.
Oh, so this is so cool. I can message Chris Stapleton. Right? That part was the best. Oh, Chris Fakelton. As we call him. Hopefully she'll get her $500 back. She apparently
set up... No, she's not going to get her $500
She set up a GoFundMe page.
For what?
I don't know.
What are you getting money back for? Stupidity?
She sent Chris Fakelton $500.
I know, but who in their right mind is going to donate to that GoFundMe page? Come on now.
Anybody who hears that story probably
and the, will not. The anchor was like, it's a touching story. Please.
Touching you know, how?
As soon as they went to commercial break, he was talking about her.
Oh, the whole time they're cutting that up and writing it and getting like, sound and
can we not?
A TV term, B-roll, if you will.
Oh,
they're
yeah,
they're laughing and yucking it up. No doubt about
what
it.
What a ding-dong.
Speaking of which, I did have one of those already today. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm surprised you're not through the box yet.
Have a whole cabinet full out there.
Do you?
Hey, tonight is the CMT Crossroads episode with the Zach Brown Band and singer-songwriter. No, not Chris Fakelton. Shawn Mendes.
Oh!
The real Zach Brown Band and Shawn Mendes. You want a little preview?
Sure.
Of course, if you don't know what CMT Crossroads is, they take a country artist or group and pair that person with a non-country artist or group, and they do each other's songs. It's a great little series, right?
Right.
I think it's great. Here's a little piece of tonight's CMT Crossroads. Zach Brown Band, Shawn Mendes. This is the song Keep In Mind. Of course, a Zach Brown Band song. But then wait till you hear Shawn Mendes get down.
How come all the pretty girls like you are taking, baby? I've been looking for someone like you to save me. That's too easy to be so damn complicated. Take your time and I'll be waiting. Keep me in mind.
So this is tonight, 10 o'clock, a CMT, of course. There you go.
Dig it.
You digging that?
Oh, yeah.
Here, you'll dig this one right here. This is, they also do this tonight, little preview, little tease. This obviously is Shawn Mendes' song. Then you hear our boy ZBB come in.
It isn't in my blood, laying on the back of the floor, feeling nothing.
This is a good jam, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
Insecure, give me something I can take to ease my mind slowly.
Here he comes.
I dig this.
Just have a drink and you'll feel better. Just take her home and you'll feel better. Keep telling me that it gets better. Does it ever?
Sorry, I had to.
See with us now. Help me.
So there you go. You get the gist of it. A couple little previews courtesy of CMT. That's tonight. Definitely worth watching.
Oh, yeah.
ZBB and Shawn Mendes.
Just that audio on a CD or...
Mm.
Or through iTunes. I said CD like I actually go to. Do they even have those? Like, do you remember that store?
You can go to FYE if you want. Yeah, for your entertainment.
Do they still have those?
I don't know. What was the popular one when I was a kid? When we were like in middle school?
Oh. We had one here in Newtown Mall.
Yeah, there was one up there in Belden Village Mall, too.
I can't remember. I can see the logo, but I can't tell you what it says.
Mm.
I don't know.
Well... Once again, maybe Google will help us out.
I don't even know what do you Google?
Google Google this popular CD buying store, popular record buying store or something in the 90s.
Popular
record
buying. That's such a weird store.
They will have an answer for you.
90s. You know what's so crazy?
They'll have an answer.
No.
Record Town? No, it wasn't Record Town. We got texters chiming in now.
Oh, please do text
us. It wasn't Record Town. That was two people. No.
Record Town? I've never heard of Record... Camelot Music. It wasn't Camelot. Mm-mm. Oh, my gosh.
Well, there's that. We could do this all day.
Sam Goody?
No.
I cannot remember. What was the one that was in Newtown Mall?
Was it the same one that was in Belden Village Mall, too?
Yeah, I think it was. Wasn't the logo yellow and blue?
Feel like there was some blue in there.
Goodness gracious, I can't remember. Anyways, speaking of record stores, did you know that Britney Spears' Baby One More Time turned 20 years old yesterday?
Is that true?
20 years old.
I remember I was in the 7th grade when that song came out. So
yeah, I was 13. That song changed my life.
Oh my God.
My sister said it was Record Town too, but I don't remember it called Record Town.
I actually remember the... classmate of mine.
Yeah.
Who came up to my locker and asked me if I have seen the music video to this new artist, Britney Spears. I swear to God. Really. And then I was like, no. And then instantly I went home that day, TRL, of course, the after school special.
Yes.
Little Total Request Live with Carson Daly. And I was like, who's this Britney Spears girl all about? And I go, whoa.
I read an article yesterday about how she kind of changed pop music with that song. And it just kind of paved the way for so many artists to come up. And she's my favorite artist of all time. So
calm down. You got all the feels right now.
Yeah, well, I couldn't believe it was 20 years. Like, that just, like, flew
by. Yeah, we were 13.
So crazy.
13 years of age.
And then I felt so old. I was like, oh, my God, 20 years in my 30s. That's so crazy.
Time flies.
Everyone keeps saying Record Town. I don't remember it called Record Town. Maybe I just have a bad memory. But you all could be right. I believe you.
Then that, if it was Record Town, then that's not the one that was in Belden Village Mall.
What was the one in Belden?
I can't remember.
I
don't. Michelle, it was 20 years ago. I don't remember what I had for dinner last night, let alone something from 20 years ago.
It wasn't FYE.
All right.
Record Town, I don't remember.
All right. Hey, we got to bounce.
Oh, we are way late.
Yeah, for sure. Still trying to figure out the...
Record store?
Exactly.
I know. So, Brooke confirmed that it was... Record Town that was in Newtown Mall, but I don't remember what was up in Belden. My mind escapes me, or my memory escapes me.
I googled it, but still it didn't give me any answer that I wanted. They have their own Wikipedia page, do they, though?
What, Record Town?
No, Belden Village Mall.
They do?
I was just on here perusing around. Hey, speaking of perusing, you know, this is right up your alley, because you're a Target lover
and
a Walmart hater. We all know that.
I'm not a Walmart hater.
Yeah, you are. Just say it.
I just prefer Target over Walmart.
Well,
listen. Don't most people?
For this holiday season, Target offering two-day shipping with no minimum purchase.
Hey.
All geared towards Michelle Spring. It starts November 1st. Runs through December the 22nd, all for the holiday season. Target's two-day shipping. Of course, trying to keep up with the Joneses, that being Amazon and Walmart.
Right.
Shipping boxes all over the country every single day.
Right. Well, guess I'll just be shopping on Target.com more.
You'll see those boxes with the little red dots on your front porch.
Yes. I'm sure my husband will love that.
Oh, yes.
It's always funny whenever I come home and there's a package. He's like, what did you buy? Like, it's for the kid?
Oh, yeah, there's things all the time. I don't know what they... I have no idea what they are.
It's
yesterday, we got a table and chairs in the mail. Like, you know, the little ones for the kids and everything.
Yeah. Well, that's cute.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, I guess they got a table and a chair. I guess now I have to put something together.
Right, right.
Pull out the toolbox. And
I'll see stuff online. I'm like, oh, Chad will love that. And so I'll buy it, and then I'll get it, and he'll be like, what's that? I'm like, it's for you. What is it? I'm like, here, let me show you.
No, it's a toothbrush holder that keeps your toothbrush up off the sink. And blah, blah, blah. And do I really need this?
Well, I bought him a holder for his new earbuds.
An earbud holder.
Yeah, it doesn't get the cords all tangled up, you know? And he just looked at me, he's like, stop.
What did you spend on this?
I don't remember. I just saw it and I thought, oh, that's so cute. He would love that. He's like, literally, I handed it to him and he's like, stop it. Like, you have to get off Amazon Prime.
Stop buying me stuff.
I was like, okay.
That would have been a great little stocking stuffer.
That's what I said.
Yeah, but you gave it to him early, so you ruined Christmas. Ruined Christmas.
I'm terrible at surprises, and that's just my fault. Oh, well. My bad.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing over there?
I was taking a sip of coffee.
Oh.
Thought you could pick up the slack for a moment, so sorry.
Well, I saw your head bob down. I thought you fell or something.
Never know what I'm doing over here. TV news for you real quick. Steve Carell, we all know he was in The Office, right?
Yes.
He's been off the air for 5 years already.
Wow. Time flies.
He's going to return to television, though. According to The Hollywood Reporter, Steve Carell will be the male lead in this new Apple morning show drama, which is starring Reese Witherspoon and Jennifer Aniston. It's basically...
That sounds good.
It revolves around the hosts of a morning show, TV morning show.
Mm-hmm.
Reese and Jennifer obviously already signed on. Now Steve Carell signed his name on the dotted line. He's going to play the anchor named Mitch Kessler, who struggles to stay relevant in a changing media landscape.
Sounds familiar.
It's not clear how and when Apple will release its new scripted series. What does that mean, Michelle? Sounds familiar.
I know what goes on behind closed doors when the cameras are off in TV land.
Yes. You care to share anything?
I mean, people just struggle to stay relevant. I will say that.
So, listen, it is a very, I would say, just media in general. And they did tell me this in broadcasting school. It's a very competitive
Extremely
business.
Competitive.
Mm-hmm. A lot of egos. Me, I don't have one whatsoever. What's that? Where'd that come from? But no, seriously. I honestly think if you want to be successful in this business, you have to have somewhat of an ego. I mean, I'll just say it like it is. And I don't know. Would you agree with me there? You have to.
To an extent.
You have to be confident.
Confident, but don't be a jerk.
Right.
You know what I mean? But honest to goodness, I mean, TV is just so different. News directors come in and out, and they will hire and fire who they want. Doesn't matter if you've been there for 10, 20 years. It makes no difference. That's why Ramona Robinson's leaving. That's why you see all these big names leaving up in Cleveland, because news directors just come in and out and they hire and fire who they want.
I mean, it's just the nature of the business, you know what I mean?
Didn't used to be.
Yeah. They say you really haven't made it in this business until you get fired, really. Have you ever heard that before? Till someone fires you and you kind of hit rock bottom and you got to build yourself back up.
No.
I had once someone tell me that before. Hey, more TV news. Mariah Carey, she's going to be the knockout advisor on The Voice. She's cheating on American Idol. Remember, she was a judge back in 2013. Her and Nicki Minaj had some cat fights.
That was like uncomfortable
back on
to
Idol.
Watch.
Now she's on The Voice. Next Monday, she'll be the knockout advisor during that knockout round. She'll mentor them as they go into those knockout rounds.
Who is she? Because aren't they usually paired up with someone?
Yeah, she's not paired with team anyone.
Of course not, because she's...
Because I think folks that get knocked out on The Voice get one shot to come back or something like that. And she'll judge that portion of it.
Gotcha.
They have, like, everybody involved with The Voice. The four coaches, obviously. What, Blake Adam, Kelly Clarkson, and who's the new Jennifer Hudson this year?
Jay Hud.
And then Keith Urban and Thomas Redd help out. Mentoring. I don't know who the other two mentors are for the coaches.
I think it's neat that Jay Hud and Kelly Clarkson.
Jay Hud.
They're obviously AI alum, and now they're over on The Voice. I think that's cool.
You know, today is actually sad news.
What?
The anniversary of Jennifer Hudson's the slaying of her mother and her brother.
Oh yeah, that was so sad.
Today's
so
the anniversary of that. Didn't her brother-in-law do it?
I don't remember.
Michelle, I have so much useless information.
Was it on one of your things this morning that you
on one of my things?
Your website's
on
this
my
morning.
Prep services.
There you go.
One of my many.
That's crazy.
Maybe I did see it this morning. Maybe I didn't. Don't know.
That's sad.
Hey, PBS, too, by the way, will shift to books because we all know it's an easy transition from television to books. But PBS, for 6 months, they had this contest. They put 100 book titles to the test to try and find out. They called it the Great American Read. They wanted to find out from more than 4 million people voted in this 6-month-long contest. Who was the top book, the best-loved novel in a vote amongst Americans, if you will? The finale was yesterday on PBS. The number one novel, according to these 4 million votes of all time. Do you want to guess?
I can pick any book.
Any book.
The Notebook.
No. Is that a novel? Is that an actual book?
Yeah.
Before it became a movie?
Are you kidding? Yes.
Okay. That is not on the list right now.
It's not?
No.
What is it?
Did you think that was number one, or did you just think it was on the list?
Both.
To Kill a Mockingbird is the number one novel of all time.
Of course, I can see that.
Harper Lee, 1960 book, which I read in school. Did you read it in school?
Yes. Course.
One of the ones that you were...
I think you have to read, though.
Yeah, required to read. I'm pretty sure... I honestly think my wife still requires her students to read. She does 8th grade English language arts.
Yeah.
You want the rest of the top five here?
Yes.
America's favorite novels, according to PBS's Great American Read Initiative, a little TV series they had. Number two was Outlander. It's now that's a book series. If you had a series, they classified it as just one.
Oh,
so you couldn't have 18 Harry Potter books in the top 20.
That would take the top 20.
I mean, yeah, that or Lord of the Rings, which are both actually in the top five, three and five, respectively. Outlander is just a book series about a time-spanning love, which, hey, might be similar to The Notebook, Michelle.
There you go.
That might be right up your alley.
Maybe.
Of course, Harry Potter, if you're into boy wizard tales, that was number three on the list. Pride and Prejudice, Jane Austen's romance novel. And then, of course, as I told you, J.R.R. Tolkien's The Lord of the Rings, the fantasy saga. I haven't seen any of those movies, nor have I seen any of the Harry Potter films.
What?
I have not.
You have never seen a Harry Potter movie?
No.
And you're our generation?
Am I 8 years old?
It didn't come out when you were... Wait a minute. When did Harry Potter first come out?
Doesn't matter.
Oh, my gosh.
I feel like that's for 8 year olds.
No, it's not. Absolutely. 100%. Mm-mm.
I feel like if I were to choose one, I'd be more interested in Lord of the Rings. I feel like there's some more action. There's, you know.
No, Harry Potter movies are so good. Chad likes them.
Chadley.
But.
Turn in your man card, Chadley.
Oh, my gosh. It's so good.
Turn in your man card.
Well. My phone's ringing. I have to go. I can't defend Harry Potter
That's
anymore.
Great. Way to kill the convo.
You're welcome.
All right, more after this. Z Country 99.9, always streaming online at WTUZ.com. We now welcome into the studio one babbling brook. Hold on. Let me. Is there a microphone on over there?
Yes.
Oh, it is?
It is now. It is now.
Great, trained professional over here. Good morning.
Hi.
Michelle left you stranded today. Today was construction day.
Yeah,
For rivalry week and Dover Philly week.
I don't really look the part. I didn't have anything.
You have a bright yellow shirt and a flannel. That's construction enough.
Okay.
Couldn't
find my tool belt. Mm. Or Kyle's tool belt, really. It's not mine. But I've used it. I think it's in storage right now, so... We didn't have the time to go get it. That's all right.
You walked in here and Michelle literally had no construction.
I looked at her
and
I'm like,
Not even a hard hat?
No.
Nothing?
I was maybe going to bring those clear glasses or whatever, like the safety glasses.
Yeah, safety goggles.
But I couldn't find anything, so I don't know where Kyle puts all this stuff.
You could do the safety dance.
Yeah.
Actual song, look it up.
okay.
Hey, you have Z News.
I do.
It's an actual thing.
Yes, it is. All right. And this day in history, 1939, nylon stockings were sold publicly for the first time in Delaware. 1940, the 40-hour work week went into effect under the Fair Labor Standards Act of 1938. Well, was that put more in place to not work over 40 hours? Or what was that about?
I don't know.
I feel like maybe people worked... later or longer hours or something, maybe. Or I don't know. Maybe it's more now.
Brooke, do your darn research.
I know I should. All right. Maybe I will after this.
I'm just teasing.
All right. 1972, Hall of Famer Jackie Robinson, who'd broken Major League Baseball's color barrier in 1947, died in Stamford, Connecticut. He was only 53.
Wow.
Yeah. And then 1980, Paul McCartney received a special disc from officials from the Guinness Book of World Records for being the best-selling songwriter and recording artist of all time. Let's see. Holidays for today. Of course, it's 40-hour work week. That goes hand in hand.
Sorry. We'll hit that again.
It's food day. National crazy day.
There you go, Brooke.
Yeah. That's my name right there. National bologna day.
Bologna.
Bologna. I would say bologna. And United Nations day. On TV tonight, the Dodgers take on the Red Sox for game two of the World Series on at 8. Survivor's also on at 8. Modern Family's on at 9. American Horror Story Apocalypse is on at 10. And then Zac Brown Band will team up with Shawn Mendes on the CMT Crossroads.
That's right, yeah.
At 10.
Michelle and I, we gave folks a tease of that last hour.
Oh,
played a little.
I think that'd be good.
Played a little snippet.
Good combo right there. And then in country news, Dirk Bentley.
Dirks,
of course.
I think you called him Dirk.
It's Dirk.
Hi, Dirk.
Dirk. Well, he's going to try his hand at a new trade. He's going to be a producer. He's going to serve as the executive producer of a new comedy on Fox.
I heard this.
Currently untitled, but it'll be set in a Nashville bar.
Seems to fit.
Yeah. So we'll see how that goes. And then Rosie O'Donnell, she's getting married again. I believe this is her third
wedding. Rosie.
She's going to be marrying Elizabeth Rooney. They don't have a date yet. But because O'Donnell, she lives in New York. Rooney lives in Boston.
It's a weird name for a guy. I'm just kidding. I know she's a lesbian.
Rosie is 56.
I'm kidding.
Elizabeth's only 33. She's robbing the cradle.
Whoa. Hey. Yes. I used to secretly, it's not a secret anymore because I'm about to tell you, I used to love her daily talk show back in the day.
Yeah.
I was like in school when it was
yeah,
on.
Me too.
Way back.
Yeah.
It was on like 20 years ago, I feel.
Oh, yeah. It was.
But I used to love that show. I don't know why, I just did.
Yeah, I did. I watched it too a little bit. Yeah.
All right.
That was good.
Babbling Brookus, all dressed up today on construction day, but she's the only one.
I'm the only one.
All right,
go
out there on East High and do your thing, girl.
Okay.
take your hard hat.
There we go.
All right, there you go. Hey, more after this on 99.9, including your chance to win. Don't go anywhere.